Okay, our topic is really, since the rule was enacted in 2011, what courts have said about the new rules. And the first split of authority has really come on just really when does the rule apply. The rule states that it applies in all Chapter 11 cases to claims that are secured by a security interest in the debtor's principal residence and provided for under 1322b5 of the code in the debtor's plan. And courts have kind of come a couple different ways on how they're interpreting if it even applies.
And we need to do this. Right. Yeah, there's about 40 cases nationwide that talk about these cases, about this rule, Chapter 13s, and like there's a certain, you can see a pattern developing. Some cases say, you know, we're going to shift the fees from creditor to debtor, and the other cases are saying, are talking about the issue of whether the rule even applies. And we're going to kind of demonstrate that through going through the rule. Christina's going to go through the rule. We've got some cases there for you. You've got a short paper for you to follow along. And then we're going to kind of go over some of the facts that the courts have been reviewing. Go ahead, Christina. Really exciting stuff, guys. Now, I want to say that I didn't find anything of precedential value in any of the cases. I don't know about you, Christina, but it's really more of how the courts are interpreting the rules and points of argument from both sides of the bar.
Yeah, the first couple cases that we have are in the context of a motion for relief pleading in which the creditor is also asking for additional relief from the court, stating that if they get the stay lifted, do they then have to continue to file the notices required by the rules?